So with that, I did want to talk really quickly about pro bono opportunities. I know that the spectrum of experience in this room is has, you know, very wide variety, right? And so I really want to encourage that if you are new to the immigration practice, or if you are waiting on bar results or about to graduate, take your take the time now to learn a lot more about immigration by taking a pro bono case or getting involved with some of these opportunities, because it's really, you know, you can sit and you can learn, you can listen to everybody talk about immigration, but really until you get out there and do a little bit, you know, it's going to start to make more sense at that point. So with that, as far as pro bono opportunities go, I don't have a presentation and we're going to make this pretty short. So as far as pro bono opportunities go, right now there's a lot going on throughout the entire state. There are you know, several organizations that will be out in the bar area with tables. Stop by all of them. Find the one that's closest to where you live. Write your name down. Tell them that you're interested in doing something. They're all wonderful organizations. There's a really wonderful organization called Catholic Charities of Dallas, if you're in the Dallas area. I'm not biased. Stop by one of them. Ask them what you can do. I know... when we're talking about volunteer opportunities at Catholic Charities, I like to make sure that there's a wide variety, right? Not everybody wants to take a pro bono asylum case right off the bat, right? You might not have that kind of time. So I like to make sure that we have opportunities that fit different time frames and, you know, coming back multiple times or just coming once or, you know, if you want a pro bono case that we can kind of fit your schedule and your needs. So, and I'm sure that all of the organizations out there are very similar in their approach.